આવતીકાલને ગુરુવારે 24મી નવેમ્બરે બ્રિસ્બેન ખાતે યોજાઈ રહ્યા છે 10મા એશિયા પેસિફિક સ્ક્રીન એવોર્ડ્સ. દેશ વિદેશની ફિલ્મો, તેના એક્ટર્સ, દિગ્દર્શક અને ઘણા બધા ટેકનિશિયન્સ એપ્સા એવોર્ડ્સ માટે નોમિનેટ થયેલા છે. પાછલા એક દાયકામાં અનેક ભારતીય ફિલ્મો આ એવોર્ડ સેરેમનીમાં નોમિનેટ થઈ છે, જીતી છે. અનેક ભારતીય કલાકારોએ જ્યુરી મેમ્બર તરીકે ફરજ બજાવી છે. આજે તમારી મુલાકાત કરાવું છું 10th એશિયા પેસિફિક સ્ક્રીન એવોર્ડ્સમાં અચીવમેન્ટ ઇન સિનેમેટોગ્રાફી એ કેટેગરીમાં ફાઇનલિસ્ટ તરીકે નોમિનેટ થયેલ જય ઓઝા સાથે. અનુરાગ કશ્યપ દિગ્દર્શિત અને નવાઝુદ્દીન સિદ્દીકી અભિનીત ફિલ્મ રામન રાઘવ 2ના સિનેમેટોગ્રાફર છે જય ઓઝા. જય, વેલકમ ટુ SBS રેડિયો.
થેન્ક યુ.
રામન રાઘવ તમારી પહેલી ફીચર ફિલ્મ છે જેમાં તમે સિનેમેટોગ્રાફર તરીકે કામ કર્યું છે. કેન યુ ટેલ અસ સમથિંગ અબાઉટ ધીસ પર્ટિક્યુલર ફિલ્મ, બીકોઝ ધેર આર લોટ ઓફ યુનિક ફીચર્સ ધ વે ધ ફિલ્મ વોઝ મેડ.
Yeah, this is my first feature film. I've been shooting for last 5 years as an independent cinematographer. So, pehla I've done a small film, a short film with Anurag. Tyare kidu to ketane tay kari che feature mandu na, I have never done it. And he's like, would you be up for it? I was like, for sure. From that day, in 20 days, we started shooting the film. It was a really quick process. પછી એટ ધેટ પોઈન્ટ ઓફ ટાઈમ નવાઝ સર વોઝ બિઝી વિથ રઈઝ એન્ડ ઓલ દેટ, બટ લકીલી વી ગોટ અ સ્પેન ઓફ ફ્યુ ડેઝ ઇન બિટવીન, સો વી કાઇન્ડ ઓફ સ્ટ્રેટ વેન્ટ ઇન ટુ ધ શૂટ એન્ડ વી કાઇન્ડ ઓફ પ્રેપ્ડ ઇન 20 ડેઝ. વી રેકીડ લોકેશન્સ, ડીડ ઓલ આર પ્રેપ, ગોટ ધ ટીમ ટુગેધર એન્ડ ધેર ઇટ વોઝ ઇન 22 ડેઝ વી ફિનિશ ધ ફિલ્મ. સો ઇટ ઇઝ અ સ્પેશિયલ ફિલ્મ ફોર ઓલ ઓફ અસ.
20 દિવસમાં ફિલ્મ પૂરી થઈ ગઈ, બજેટ પણ ઘણું નાનું રાખવામાં આવ્યું હતું. વોટ ડીડ ઇટ મીન ફોર યુ એઝ અ સિનેમેટોગ્રાફર? વોટ ચેન્જીસ ડીડ યુ હેવ ટુ મેક?
આઈ થિંક સો ફોર મારી માટે તો બીકોઝ ઇટ વોઝ મારી પહેલી ફિલ્મ હતી અને આઈ હેવ ઓલરેડી વર્કડ વિથ અનુરાગ, સો આઈ ન્યુ હિઝ સ્ટાઇલ. But at the same point of time, this was a big opportunity considering it's my first film. Plus, I have Anurag Kashyap as a director. And then there was Nawaz sir as the actor, which was... So I had like all the points in favor for me. So all that I had to do was just make sure that I don't disappoint any of these favoring points. Budget was a constraint. But at the same point of time, I do certain times feel that these constraints kind of do get the best out of you. So locations were all real. Jetla locations rakhi karela, by the time we got onto the shoot, they all got cans. Again, we had to just go with what we got. So the whole process, I would say, was very organic. And Anurag sir gave me all the freedom and never kind of really... pinpointed much. He allowed me to do what I wanted to do. Of course, we were in conversation about how he wanted the film to look and what he wanted it to be like. But at the same point of time, he gave me all the freedom to kind of creatively go and take my calls and do the stuff. But considering it was shot in 20 days, we had to be really, really fast on the job all the time. We were shooting in all real locations, all dirty slums to tiniest places anyone could imagine. So yeah, it was a very, very tough shoot, but I think the team got together and made it happen.
Jay, I was reading something. Je tame slums ni vaat kari, je tame shooting kariu, e jagya etli nani hati ke tame proper cameras pan na lai jai shako tya.
Ha, but the location bo was nana ta, dingy locations. There were certain locations which were like absolutely not shooting friendly.
એટલે હેન્ડહેલ્ડ કેમેરા
ફિલ્મ આઈ થિંક ઇઝ બેસિકલી હેન્ડહેલ્ડ જ છે, 80% ઇઝ હેન્ડહેલ્ડ. પ્લસ બધા લોકેશન લાઈવ લોકેશન હતા, એટલે અમે જ્યાં પણ શૂટ કરી રહ્યા હતા ત્યાં નોર્મલ લાઈફ વોઝ ગોઈંગ ઓન. દેર વોઝ નોટ દેટ કે બીકોઝ યુ ગાઈઝ આર ગોઈંગ ઇન ધેર ધ થિંગ વોઝ એમ્પ્ટીડ એન્ડ ક્વોરન્ટાઈન્ડ ઓર ક્લીન્ડ એન્ડ શટ. લાઈફ વોઝ there happening, it was what it was, and we were amongst that. We had to be a part of and camouflage ourselves and shoot. So it was a very, very tough shoot.
At times it was so unhygienic that apparently Nawazuddin Siddiqui did fall sick and he had to be hospitalized.
Yeah, he went down one of the days.
Some of these things are not what people think of when they think of shooting a Bollywood film.
So it's not. Like, that's what a lot of people like. In fact, to be very honest, my mom still kind of now tells me, like, why are you doing this? You know, like, how does it help you? I thought you were going to be like all fancy lifestyle. And I'm like, ah, I wish it was. But Yeah, nowadays it's changed. The earlier cinema was different. Now a lot of changes have happened with digitalizing and digital cameras and all the stuff happening. And to be honest, I love it. I kind of like it. I do still feel that what a real and a live location can give you, never a set can give you that. That energy, that those aesthetics, those just everything of that.
Jay, can you tell us something about yourself? Pa cinematography ma kevi rite dakhal thaya?
So basically, hu pote Baroda no chu. My family still lives in Baroda, mom, dad. I did my graduation in art history and aesthetics from MSU Fine Arts Baroda. And atyare somehow while I was studying art, I knew that I did not want to end up in a 9-to-6 kind of a setup or a setup jamare daroj jau pade and the same people you're working with. So I knew that I wanted to work with something different and where I get to do some field work. I'm working with new people. I'm interacting. It's a collaboration. But I was not sure of cinema and I was not a kid who had grown up being wanting to be a cinematographer or a filmmaker. So while I was in my fine arts, and at that point of time, my elder sister, she, at that point of time in her life, she was working as a production manager for Rang De Basanti, and I was like, you know, can I just hang on your sets? Come and hang on your sets. So 15, 20 days I hung around on the sets, and then luckily one of the ADs had to kind of fly out, so they put me in. So that's my journey, how it started. And then post that, I was an assistant director for couple of films. For at least 3.5 years I worked as an assistant director. While I was working, I realized this is not my forte. I can't do this because I'm not much of a writer, director kind of a human. I'm very restless. While I was working as an AD, I saw what the cinematography team and the cinematographer and his team and the boys, how they do or what they do. And that kind of really fancied me. And then I finally went to Prague to study in a film school, came back, assisted a couple of DPs, Ankur Bose, Sudeep Chatterjee, and then I got my first project called Duelist. It was a documentary I had on Star World, which kind of got a lot of critical acclaim, and a lot of people watched it and said that this is something different that we've seen on television. So for me, I think it was not a childhood dream, but it was something on the in the process. I figured out what I want to do. But I think it's a great decision, and I'm really happy.
Jay, congratulations once again on being nominated for Asia Pacific Screen Awards. Awards ગુરુવાર 24મી નવેમ્બરે અનાઉન્સ થવાના છે. ગુડ લક ફોર ધેટ.
થેન્ક યુ સો મચ.
અને આજે તમે ટાઈમ કાઢીને અમારી સાથે વાત કરી તે બદલ આપનો ખૂબ ખૂબ આભાર.
થેન્ક યુ સો મચ.